single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer. CGM TV. Friday, June 23rd. Oh, we've come to the end of the week. It's a great week so far, and I've really enjoyed what God has guided us through in His Word here in the book of Numbers. I also recognize that God is guiding you through your journey, through the challenges of your life, the responsibilities you have with family or friends, or in ministry of some nature around the world. Wherever you are today, these things God has presented to you. As we spoke about it last time, yesterday, these things are gifts from God to us. And so we have the opportunity to cherish them and use them in a wonderful way. This Friday, I just pray that you would have a wonderful weekend, but you would not forsake being productive for God. One of that productive things is that you could take a little time away, that you could kind of have your own Sabbath, a quiet time somewhere to just spend time before God in a wonderful way. It's to worship Him, to love Him, to grow in Him, to know how He has blessed you. This is a great time of the week. At the end, got a lot of things to get done, a lot of things we did today, and tomorrow we can possibly wait before the Lord and see His work in our life. We're going to continue in our study of the 18th chapter of Numbers and see how God challenges the leadership in their idea of what they're giving, how they will be provided for, the inheritance that He gives to the leadership here as they go through the wilderness. We look forward to hearing from God.
Numbers chapter 18, verses 21 through 32. I give to the Levites all the tithes in Israel as their inheritance in return for the work they do while serving at the tent of meeting. From now on, the Israelites must not go near the tent of meeting, or they will bear the consequences of their sin and will die. It is the Levites who are to do the work at the tent of meeting and bear the responsibility for offenses against it. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. They will receive no inheritance among the Israelites. Instead, I give to the Levites as their inheritance the tithes that the Israelites present as an offering to the Lord. That is why I said concerning them, they will have no inheritance among the Israelites. The Lord said to Moses, speak to the Levites and say to them, when you receive from the Israelites the tithe I give you as your inheritance, you must present a tenth of that tithe as the Lord's offering. Your offering will be reckoned to you as grain from the threshing floor or juice from the winepress. In this way, you also will present an offering to the Lord from all the tithes you receive from the Israelites. From these tithes, you must give the Lord's portion to Aaron the priest. You must present as the Lord's portion the best and holiest part of everything given to you. Say to the Levites, when you present the best part, it will be reckoned to you as the product of the threshing floor or the wine press. You and your households may eat the rest of it anywhere, for it is your wages for your work at the tent of meeting. By presenting the best part of it, you will not be guilty in this matter. Then you will not defile the holy offerings of the Israelites, and you will not die.
Here we are, In the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 18, starting at verse 21. It begins off here, I give to the Levites all the tithes in Israel as their inheritance in return for the work they do while serving at the tent of meetings. Now, you're familiar with that as Joshua led the people into the promised land, that they will in the future here take over their inheritance. But for the tribe of the Levites, they will not have an inheritance or a parcel of land. That's not what God will promise them as their inheritance. Their inheritance will come from the Lord. It'll be the tithes that the rest of the tribes will bring in and provide for their needs. Now, at a point, many churches have something they call a parsonage. Now, the parsonage is not the pastor's. It's provided for the pastor by the congregation. And so that it's not a home or property that the pastor will own or in some way be able to find equity in or find some value from, but no, it's a provision. You know, it's also that way in many pastors' lives with the idea of the friendships they have. As they are the pastor, I myself was a pastor for 45 plus years, and I continue to work serving the Lord, but as that pastorate, I have acquaintances I work with, I labor with, I laugh with, I spend time with, I vacation with them and everything. But as I leave that congregation and go on, I don't hold on to those relationships. I have very few people that over the years I carry with me from place to place because it's now the new pastor's relationship that they will develop. It's the new pastor that they will grow in touch with. And so I did not have an inheritance of a large number of people. Oh, I've got a lot of acquaintances. I've worked with a lot of people, but I don't have that inheritance. And it was the way the Levites did it. They didn't have an inheritance of a parcel of property or something to pass on to their children. No, what they passed on was their obedience to God. It goes on to speak about these tithes that the Levites will receive. It says there in verse 24, instead I give to the Levites as their inheritance the tithes that the Israelites present as an offering to the Lord. That is why I said concerning them, they will have no inheritance among the Israelites. They will not have property. Now, as it goes to the idea of the tithes that were given to them, the next verse, verse 25, says, and the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Levites and say to them, when you receive from the Israelites the tithes I give you as your inheritance, here's the key verse, or key portion, you must present a tenth of that tithe to the Lord's offering. As leadership, when we receive the offerings or the money or the resources that are given to us from those that we give leadership, it's an opportunity we have. Yes, it's an obligation here, but it's an opportunity to take from what has been provided for us and take a tithe from it and give it back to God. Present it as our act of worship to God. Even if we are giving our tithes on, maybe we write it on the first of the month, we give it to God. Here's what I've received from you, and here's my tithe. Whenever an offering plate or a bucket goes by, we need to have an attitude that we want to participate in worshiping God. We need to reach into our pocket and pull out our wallet and provide and put something into the offering plate or bucket, an expression of love, saying, Lord, this is just reminding me and wanting to say thank you to you for your goodness of Everything I have need of, you've given to me. So that when someone who receives tithes and offerings, they're not the end in themselves. We're always giving it on to the Lord. So that these Levites were instructed, but they were to do it out of an attitude of love and joy. Verse 29 over here says, you must present as the Lord's portion the best and the holiest part of everything given to you. Sometimes people look at what they've earned through the week and they pay the gas bill, the food bill, and all those other bills that will accumulate, and the cable bill and the internet bill and all those other bills. And finally, they look and see, well, what's the part that's left over? That's the part I'll give to God. That's not God's instructions to his people. No. He says, you must present as the Lord's portion the best and the holiest part of everything given to you. So it is a challenge for us not to look for the leftovers, but the first. Give to God the first. You've heard of it spoken of. There's the feast of the first fruits. Those were to present to God. So present your best and holiest and the first out of all the resources you are provided. It was out of the Sermon on the Mount, I believe, when the Lord spoke about those things we treasure in our heart. I love this little treasure chest here. Spurgeon. You've heard of Spurgeon. He was a great preacher several hundred years ago, and he always talked about how God would move in a man's life. Or a person's life. And God would first give instruction, you know, a cognitive, a mental assent, an understanding of the truths of God. Then he would move into the heart of a man and he would transform that heart of a man. But Spurgeon also talked about another 18 inches. It had to go from our brain to our heart. But there's another 18 inches when finally the person is fully converted and dedicated to the Lord. And it's when the Lord has total control of the man's treasures, of a person's treasures stored up. Heavenly Father, we give to you today all that you have provided for us. Everything that I have comes from you, Lord. It comes by way of a car that gets me to where I need to go. It gets me a shelter in the evening. It provides for me all I need, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. Father, thank you for loving us. In thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
For a single soul, reaching a world as stepping in closer, see